You are Locked On Broncos, your daily podcast on the Denver Broncos, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Locked On Broncos podcast, hosted by Cody Rourke and Cameron Parker of Predominantly Orange, your daily Broncos podcast.
Happy Friday, ladies and gentlemen, from your favorite host of Locked On Broncos. I'm Cody Rourke, columnist at Predominantly Orange and NFL analyst covering the Denver Broncos. Tonight's episode of Locked On Broncos on this beautiful Friday, we're going to go around the National Football League. We're going to talk about our predictions for Week 1. We're going to talk about the state of the AFC West after Week 1 based on those predictions. And then in our final segment of tonight's show, it's going to be short, it's going to be sweet, and we're giving you our bold predictions for Sunday's matchup against the Seattle Seahawks. We had the opportunity to be joined by Carl Dumbler of Mile High Huddle on last night's episode of the show. Grateful as always to have him here on the show. We're going to be joined by Nick Kendall of Mile High Huddle next week here on Locked On Broncos, so stay tuned. A lot of great guests from around the Broncos sphere of covering the team. Very excited about that. Cameron, we got a very exciting show today on Locked On Broncos. Very special Friday edition, short and sweet, but you know, we got to talk about all of this Sunday's games.
Yeah, you know, and we've reached that point. Gone are the preseason, and gone are the training camps, and gone are the OTAs. We are ready for Week 1. I just cannot believe we've reached that point in the football season to where it felt like it was already the Super Bowl with the Patriots and the Eagles, and Nick Foles caught that touchdown pass better than Tom Brady. And now we've reached the regular season once again with Week 1, and particularly with the Denver Broncos. There's a lot that needs to be said about the Broncos team. We talked about it in the previous episode with Carl Dumbler, just the fact that there's a different swagger, maybe to coin a Chad Kelly phrase, but there is a different swagger with this football team this year, that emotions are flying high. They feel like they are a much better football team, not just on paper, but they believe it. They believe they're a better football team. And at least what we saw in the preseason from the first and second stringers, they certainly proved it. So it's going to be a really exciting time, not just for this episode, but also talking about the games this weekend. And obviously, I'm your co-host, Cameron Parker. You guys can go follow me down there on the Twitter wire at Cameron Parker PO. And as Cody mentioned, follow us at Locked On Broncos.
So diving into the Week 1 games, we're going to talk about the early morning games. We're finally here. We're going to go through. We're going to talk about the game. We're going to give our predictions. I'll give mine. Cameron will give his. We'll factor all of that into consideration as we get into segment two, where we talk about what the AFC West looks like after week one. So these predictions will mean a lot at that point. So let's start off with the Bills at the Ravens. Cameron, on this one, I'm looking at it with the Bills. They've got a lot of question marks on the offensive side of the ball. Nathan Peterman, a quarterback. It doesn't look good right now on paper for the Bills heading into this game on the road at Baltimore. I've got the Baltimore Ravens in this game.
I'm taking a wild card here, Cody. I'm starting it out with a bang, but that's nothing new for me and my history so far with Hot Take Tuesday. I'm going out on a limb, and I'm saying the Buffalo Bills will surprise people and win this game against the Baltimore Ravens. I'm actually even going to go a little bit out on a limb because Nathan Peterman's playing. Josh Allen might see some game action against the Baltimore Ravens.
Ooh, that's a bold prediction. So you're predicting Nathan Peterman's going to look that bad?
I'm going to say that Nathan Peterman's going to look that bad, but I think that Josh Allen is going to come in, and I think he's going to play pretty well. I mean, obviously, I think the Buffalo's going to win the game, so I think that Josh Allen's going to play well enough with what he has, at least the emotion of week one, to where he might actually win the job week one with Buffalo.
I don't know. I don't see it, but I like your hot take, so we'll see if it plans out. Cameron's got the Buffalo Bills. I've got the Ravens. Going down to Jacksonville at the New York Giants. The Jaguars, I think their only question mark still, and I think this is, you know, warranted, I think it's right, is, you know, there's still a lot of question marks with Blake Bortles. There's a lot of uncertainty about the New York Giants. This is a tough game, that tough Jaguars defense going on the road. I would say Saquon Barkley in his debut, he's going to have his hands full with that defensive line. I got the Jacksonville Jaguars winning this one. Who's your pick?
I'm going Jacksonville. I am going Jacksonville as well. Jacksonville, they are still a quarterback away. They are still a quarterback away. Jalen Ramsey doesn't think so. And now hopefully he doesn't feel that Odell Beckham is like a lower tier wide receiver. Hopefully he doesn't feel that way. But it's an exciting game just because we might get the opportunity for a week one matchup that right out of the gate, just to see what Saquon Barkley could do against a really stout run defense and maybe the best, run defense or just a front seven of anybody in the National Football League.
Well, and then we have Buccaneers at the Saints. This is a tough game. I think the Buccaneers have the roughest start to the NFL season. They're going to have it without Jameis Winston. I think they go down to New Orleans, and I think they lose. The Saints come out on top. Drew Brees has a big day. Alvin Kamara has a big day. I got the Saints winning this one.
Same. I am a Saint along with you. I believe the New Orleans Saints win this one, and I think the New Orleans Saints are just they are a team that is a Super Bowl contender coming into this NFL season, and their defense is riding high. It's a much better defense than a lot of people really realize, maybe, and I think they're going to play really well against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are faltering. And Jameis Winston's out, by the way.
Yeah, three weeks, so he's not going to be back. He ain't walking through that door. Nobody's walking through that door. They got to deal with it for 3 weeks. And I'm going to predict the upset of the week here. I think the Texans are going to go on the road against the Patriots, and I got the Texans winning this one with a bang. There's my bold take for this game, the upset of the week. Texans on the road, Deshaun Watson healthy. They're going to go down to Foxborough, and they're going to upset the Patriots.
Oh, wow. That's I would love to just see the Patriots, you know, get some hiccups during the regular season. But when it's the first game of the season, all emotions and all hands on deck are at play. And so it would not surprise me if Deshaun Watson rose to the occasion, much like that national championship game, and beat the New England Patriots. So that would not be surprising to me.
I think this next game might be the game of the week. You have the San Francisco 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo, heading to Minnesota to take on Kirk Cousins. The Vikings look like a very complete team right now through preseason, just the moves that they've made. They have a lot of talent on that team. They're not losing a lot this offseason. So I think the Vikings, I think they come out on top in this game. It's going to be a tough game, though. I think I got the Vikings.
Yeah, the Vikings are one of the best defense in the National Football League. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what Jimmy Garoppolo does against a top tier defense. So you're going to get a look at not just Jimmy Garoppolo and how he looks with the Kyle Shanahan offense, but you're going to look at where Jimmy Garoppolo is in his development as an NFL quarterback against a top level defense. And I think he's going to have a hard time against one of the best defenses in the National Football League. So I got Vikings.
For the sake of time, we got to rush through these next couple of picks here. We're going to talk a little bit about it here in just a second. But the Tennessee Titans on the road at the Miami Dolphins. I think the Titans will win this one. I just don't know if the Miami Dolphins have all the weapons that they necessarily need, though they do have a lot of scary talent at the running back position. Actually, I might flip this one. I got the Dolphins in this one.
I'm actually going to say that the Tennessee Titans win this one. You were talking about weapons. I actually believe that Marcus Mariota might be challenging for comeback player of the year. I think that Marcus Mariota and the amount of weapons that he has that is at his disposal. I think that the Tennessee Titans will be one of the teams that's hunting for a wild card this year. I think Tennessee is going to win this one.
And then we have the Bengals on the road to Indianapolis. Andrew Luck is back. I think that's going to be a difference maker. I'm not sure where the Bengals are. I predicted the Bengals would finish last in the division in the AFC North. I've got the Colts winning this one at home.
Hopefully Vontaze Burfict doesn't have Andrew Luck in his sights for a potential early round or early quarter exit. But I think the Colts do win this game. It is his first regular season game in like 616 days, which is ridiculous. So I think Luck is going to come out like gangbusters, play really well, and Colts on top.
And then we got the Steelers at the Browns. I got another upset for you. The Browns. The Browns win this one. I think with the whole dilemma, I think the team is very distracted with Pittsburgh. I think they've been very distracted by Le'Veon Bell not showing up and all the media, the offensive linemen talking about Le'Veon Bell, calling him out. That team seems very distracted right now. And if I'm a coach, I'm kind of anxious about that. Going on the road to a very different Cleveland Browns team. I got the Browns on a last-second field goal, upsetting the Steelers in this one.
It's another upset because Le'Veon Bell, the whole situation is it's an interesting one, which might cloud the entire Pittsburgh Steelers football team in this game. So the fact that that you're choosing Cleveland is actually pretty smart just for that sake. I still think Pittsburgh comes out on top. They have a lot of weapons, and I will say this. I think this game is going to be a lot closer than people realize, just because of how talented Cleveland is. But I think Pittsburgh is going to come in on top now. But I will say this, my upset of the week. Now, granted, I said Buffalo or Baltimore, but my upset of the week is I have the Bears over the Packers in Lambeau Field.
Oh, geez, Sunday night football game. That's a big one. That's tough. I got the Packers in that one. We'll get that here in a second. That is our last game of the Sunday, and we got a few more that we're going to hit here in just a second. And the next game that we have coming up is the Chiefs and the Chargers. And then we have the Chiefs on the road at the Chargers. Now, this is a very tough game, Cam, because it's a divisional game. You always have some stake in all these games anytime an AFC West divisional opponent plays each other. Chiefs on the road, a lot of question marks with the Chiefs. They go on the road to the Los Angeles Chargers, who I think are a very dangerous team. I got the Chargers winning this one.
I got the Chargers winning it as well. And it's just the Chiefs season, they're putting a lot of pressure on Patrick Mahomes. And it's going to be really interesting to see how he responds in his first full season. Now, look, I've been on record on Twitter and here saying that just there's a lot of pressure saying that Patrick Mahomes could be a divisional winner, and I just don't see it. Asking for Patrick Mahomes to win a division in your first season is quite a lot of pressure, and I think that there will be moments there will be a lot of flashes of brilliance for Patrick Mahomes, but there will be those times where you're scratching your head and saying, maybe why did he throw that interception there? And to the point where fans might start saying, man, we really do miss Alex Smith on some games. So, but the Chiefs are putting a lot of pressure on Mahomes, and he might respond in a few games. But the Los Angeles Chargers are the best team in the division, and they will win the division in my mind. So Los Angeles Chargers.
Well, due to being the host of Lockdown Broncos, I'm going to exclude myself from this prediction because I don't like predicting Broncos games against any opponent. I don't like doing it. I think it's always superstitious. It's a superstition of mine. I will just hope that the cards fall wherever they may after 60 minutes of hard football. But overall, I'm going to skip this one. Cameron, if you want to talk about this, give your prediction. You're more than welcome to. If not, we can move on.
I'm not going to give the prediction, but it's going to be as we've been documenting throughout the week. It's going to be a very difficult matchup for either squad, just because the emotions are still for the Broncos. We'll just talk from the Broncos' perspective. I think emotions are still flying high a little bit for some of those players that were part of the Super Bowl 48 team. So I think their emotions are still flying high, and the team itself. You know, is definitely a lot better than it is on paper, and it is worth throwing out there that the Denver Broncos, I think it was Clist that tweeted it, but the Broncos are 17-1 in home openers in this century. That's a remarkable stat. So the Broncos, no matter who the coaching staff has been, as it relates to the home opener, the Broncos have responded by playing really well in home openers. So I'm not saying who will win or who will lose, but the Broncos might come on top, but they still have a lot of problems in their hands with the Seahawks.
And we're going to skate through these next couple of ones due to time, and we're going to be talking about here in just a second the state of the AFC West after week one of NFL action. The Cowboys at the Panthers. I got the Panthers winning this one.
I think the Panthers win this one too, just because I think that the combination of CJ Anderson and Christian McCaffrey is honestly the combination that I think a lot of Bronco fans wanted in the NFL draft, and it's going to help out Cam Newton immensely. I think Jonathan Stewart was a great guy. He's a great running back for a good amount of his career, but the combination of both McCaffrey and CJ Anderson is really what I think the Carolina Panthers have been searching for. And who knows what the run defense of the Dallas Cowboys is going to look like. It's been decimated at times with injuries throughout the preseason. It seems a lot of question marks too of off the field with Randy Gregory. We'll see as far as the regular season goes and as it continues with the Dallas Cowboys, because they are in a dogfight for that NFC East.
Well, when you have the Redskins and the Cardinals, it's a tough one. I think the Redskins are much more improved. You know, you have to factor in the situation with David Johnson. I think the Cardinals eke this one out at home against the Redskins. And you kind of gave your prediction earlier about your bold prediction, your upset Sunday Night Football. You chose the Bears upsetting the Packers at Lambeau Field. I've got the Packers in that one. And to conclude our predictions for week one of the NFL season, we finish with the Monday Night Football games. It starts off with a doubleheader, the Jets at the Lions. I think the Lions win this one. I think the Lions are really revamped in a lot of areas at running back. They're healthy. I think Matthew Stafford is trying to find a more established sense of belonging this year, and I think he's got a big chip on his shoulder. But to be honest with you, this is a tough one. I think I got the Jets maybe on this one. I was thinking the Lions. I think the Jets, though, because Darnold has looked good in preseason. Jets over the Lions on the road, Monday Night Football, week one.
I'm going Lions. In essence, I think the Lions running back situation is a lot like Denver's, just from the standpoint it's very talented. And there's a lot of weapons to go around with Matthew Stafford. One guy to keep in mind is Kenny Galladay for the Detroit Lions. I got Lions.
Bam. Well, that's going to be the one. And then we conclude with Monday Night Football. Former Bronco Aqib Talib on the road at Oakland playing the Raiders. Rams versus Raiders. I think the Rams win this one easily. I just don't see a lot right now from the Raiders. We'll have a crossover with your boy Q of Locked On Raiders next week to talk about this game, talk about the Broncos matchup week two with the Raiders as well. But I think the Rams, too much firepower, too much talent on the offensive side and the defensive side of the ball. Aaron Donald's back. I got the Rams on this one.
Not to mention the underlying storyline that the Rams, the team with Marcus Peters and Ndamukong Suh, Aaron Donald, and a bunch of other weapons on that defensive side of the ball were rumored to have tried to trade for Khalil Mack. So that'll be an underlying story throughout this game, but Rams come out on top.
It is crunch time for fantasy football, and Locked On is delivering with a brand new fantasy football show called Locked On 24/7. They give you the latest roster trends, the hottest roster moves, who to start, who to sit, and where you can gain the advantage. Plus, the injury expert of Locked On Fantasy Football, Ethan Turner, he jumps on to give you guys all the information that you need to make perfect decisions for your lineup. And then we have Locked On Fantasy Football 24/7. They're here to help you win your league on the Locked On Podcast Network. So we kind of just went through our game predictions week one across the NFL, and now we got to talk about how that affects the AFC West. So when we go back and we talk about our predictions, Cameron, we had the first matchup in the division. You had the Chiefs on the road at the Chargers. We had the Chargers winning this game. Like you mentioned, too much pressure on Patrick Mahomes to perform for Andy Reid at this point. There's going to be a lot of question marks, and there was a lot of question marks in preseason. So at this point, with that game, the Chargers would be 1-0, the Chiefs would be 0-1. To be honest, we didn't give our real prediction for the Broncos Seahawks, but let's go on the merit that they open up and they follow that trend of regular season openers at home. Then the Broncos and Chargers will be tied with a 1-0 record. And then the Raiders, we had them both losing to the Rams, so they would be 0-1 alongside Kansas City. Do you think this year, Cameron, through the state of the AFC West, do you think that, you know, I want to get your prediction. What order do you think the AFC West is going to finish this season?
Well, first off, let me just say that it's unpredictable. It's actually unpredictable because it can go a variety of different ways. Just because it's been well documented both from you and I that the Denver Broncos team is better this year, and it's better than it's been in the past. John Elway was using the example that there was one season where he went 5-11, and he flipped script, and then that very next season they went 11-5. So it's very possible that the Broncos could very well achieve that. And to be honest with you, in order to win the division, doesn't matter if you're the Denver Broncos, it doesn't matter if you're the Los Angeles Chargers, it does not matter if you're the Kansas City Chiefs or Oakland Raiders, you have to win over 10 games to win the division in the AFC West. Just because I think that the Los Angeles Chargers are going to be that team that everybody is going to be hunting for, but it's unpredictable. It is unpredictable because for as much heat as I've been getting from the Kansas City Chiefs fans, look, and if all goes well, if all goes according to plan with Patrick Mahomes and he balls out of his mind in the regular season, then the Kansas City Chiefs and Denver Broncos will be duking it out for not just second place, but maybe even first place. So Kansas City is in that particular spot, but that, again, that's just a lot of pressure to be putting on your, in essence, Ben Simmons type quarterback, your rookie quarterback, your really rookie quarterback.
Oh man.
Your rookie quarterback, in essence, he's pretty much your rookie quarterback again.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And so for Oakland, it's unfortunate. There will be the bottom dwellers just because, to me, if you look at it, you look at the move that Oakland made, everything hinges on Derek Carr. Everything hinges on Derek Carr. But trading a move and acquiring two first-round draft picks, to me, signals that the team is in a dire need of a rebuild. Not sure why, but they're in a dire need of a rebuild. And so the Oakland Raiders will ultimately finish last in the division, followed by the Kansas City Chiefs, the Denver Broncos, and then the Los Angeles Chargers.
I think that's pretty bold, and I would agree. I think I wouldn't necessarily say the Raiders are rebuilding. I would say they're more so undergoing a significant, tremendously big remodeling of a culture change. John Gruden has brought in a lot of veteran guys, a lot of older guys. They are considered one of the NFL's oldest teams by average age. You know, Jordy Nelson. But you mentioned it. The Raiders' season really rides on Derek Carr this year because they did take away that defensive presence with Khalil Mack on the edge, and that's going to be a big obstacle for them, in my opinion. I'm sorry, Bruce Irvin is not going to be your difference maker that you needed. Khalil Mack is a game changer. As much as we hate to admit that he's a phenomenal guy, he's not better than Von Miller. He's a great defensive end. He's a great edge rusher. He's a great run-stopping edge guy. Von Miller slightly edges him out according to Pro Football Focus. You know, I don't like comparing guys. I think both guys are phenomenal. They're super talented. The AFC West has a tremendous amount of pass rushers. Justin Houston, you have Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa. It's just relentless pass rushers. But really, the Raiders, I think, are going to fill that really void of not having Khalil Mack anymore. I agree with them finishing bottom. Like I mentioned with the Chiefs, so many question marks. And I think they're going to finish third in the division. I think they're going to struggle a little bit, maybe go 6-10. I think the Broncos could finish second. We talked about it last year. The Broncos could have, you know, not the Broncos, but the AFC West could have had three teams in the playoffs last year. Two as wild cards, one as the division winner. And that was something that we were really monitoring closely week 17 as the Chargers made a strong push back. And, you know, you had the Chiefs and the Raiders really trying to make that push as well. The Chiefs went on to the playoffs. Chargers didn't make it. The Raiders didn't make it. But I think going into this, I think the Chargers are the deadliest team right now in the NFL. And unfortunately, they're in the division with the Broncos. I think after week one, it sits out with the Chargers, Broncos on top with one win apiece, and the Chiefs and the Raiders at the bottom with two losses. The Broncos will then, week two, play the Oakland Raiders, which will have a show here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Locked On Broncos Podcast crossover with your boy Q. Very excited about that to get him on there. But coming up here in segment number three, we're going to give our final analysis of Friday's show. We hope you guys enjoy your Friday evening. We'll be back Sunday following the Broncos-Seahawks game for a full post-game report here on Locked On Broncos. Stay tuned for that on Sunday and Monday. You're going to have that episode in your podcast library. Wherever you're at, we're going to be pumping that out all over social media. That's been a big, big thing for us here in preseason. The post-game reports, you the fans really love that, so we're going to bring it to you with a lot of action, a lot of great analysis as well, full recap of that game. Coming up here in just a second, bold predictions, like I said, but before we get to that, the Locked On Podcast Network is continuing to expand with college shows. College football is tomorrow. Check out Locked On Michigan. Locked On Ohio State, Locked On Florida State, and even the Locked On Ducks, Locked On Penn State, the Baylor Bears, Alabama, the Wildcats Razorbacks, the BYU Cougars, and the Tennessee Volunteers. All those shows right now have a Locked On Podcast Network show, and at college football tomorrow, if you want the latest news on your matchups that you're going to be facing, check out all the hosts of those shows on the Locked On NCAA branch. For the Locked On Podcast Network, you can find your favorite college show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. All right, here we go to the main event. This is the last really segue that we really talk about until it's game time, Cameron. I'm excited about that. It means we're just a few days away from kickoff, 48 hours to be exact. Who's counting? I don't know. I haven't slept in 3 weeks, just getting excited for NFL football to be back. But it's finally here. The Broncos, Seahawks are going to kick off, and we got to talk about some of our bold predictions of the game. And I'm going to go with the fact that I think that the Broncos score a touchdown on special teams. I think it's a kick return for a touchdown, maybe. If the Broncos open up the second half receiving the ball, I think it comes at that point. If not, I think it may be after a score or a field goal. Whatever happens after that swings the momentum. I think the Broncos will return a kickoff for a touchdown in this game. And the guy returning kicks, guess who? Phillip Lindsay, a guy that we like to talk about a lot. And I can only imagine, does your bold prediction have anything to do with Phillip Lindsay?
No, it does not.
Boom, surprise.
So a little bit of a surprise here for week one of the bowl prediction, but I can assure you, Locked On Broncos fans, there will be a Phillip Lindsay bowl prediction at some point during the regular season. For me, I'm actually going to go out on a limb and say that Cortland Sutton will begin his touchdown frenzy, because if you guys don't recall, I actually did the bowl prediction or hot take that said that Cortland Sutton will lead the team in touchdown receptions. So this will start it. I think that Cortland Sutton will get one touchdown in this game against the Seahawks.
Is it going to be wide open, or do you think it's going to be the fashionable Moss that we've been seeing at training camp?
I think it's going to be, you're looking at, he's going to leap over the defensive back and steal the football from the DB.
Ooh, 60-40. You know what? You got to check your odds with Cortland Sutton. And if I could bet with my bookie on the odds of Cortland Sutton winning a 60-40 ball, I would go all in, and you should too with my bookie. Another shameless plug here from Locked On Broncos. There's your bold predictions. We're going to be keeping you up to date. We're going to be live tweeting. You can follow Cameron on Twitter at Cameron Parker PO. He's going to be live tweeting the Broncos game. You can follow me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. I'm going to be live tweeting the Broncos game. We'll do a Periscope show at halftime on the Locked On Broncos Twitter handle at Locked On Broncos, and then following the Broncos Seahawks action, you're going to hear from Cameron and I as we give our full post game report and analysis from the conclusion of the Seattle Seahawks traveling to Denver to take on the Broncos. 2:25 p.m. Mountain Time kickoff at Broncos Stadium at Mile High. This is your host Cody Rourke speaking for Cameron, co-host of Locked On Broncos. We'll see you on Sunday for another episode of Locked On Broncos.